This is Shift Run Stop. It's a fun podcast about games and cultural stuff and comedy and interviews.
Personally, I don't understand anyone who likes even numbers. Right. I feel they're too smug. Really? I just don't think there's anything interesting about them.
Right.
I think even numbers do 9 to 5. They have office jobs. But I, you know, numbers, you know, I think like 7 is an interesting number.
Adam Tandy has just walked in.
Oh,
Adam.
Hello.
Hi, very exciting.
Do you want to remove that chair?
No, Adam's chosen to sit on the three other chairs. He's gone for the pink
the
cube.
The smallest and most pink of all.
Oh,
the
that's really the most uncomfortable pink in the room. Very good.
Very excited. So what have you been up to today? Have you been editing?
Today I've been talking to people about rude words and how many I should use.
Is it true that you have a swearing consultant that you have to send all your swears to?
No, we promoted him. No, we promoted him now. He's now a full writer.
I wasn't reassured, Layla. I'm not going to say I wouldn't put this out at the time. The fact you only had headphones on one ear, so you used the other ear to actually hear what the person was saying, and you're going, oh, okay.
It's the other way round.
I can hear out of this ear.
Yeah, this I wonder what this one's for. I don't like that stereo
effect.
So I
can hear myself.
They're not really getting faster, are they?
No, not really at all. They're not presenting any threat to me. They're not trying to fire at me or anything.
No,
they're
kind
just
of threat.
Just regular birds, just flying
around. In
fact,
are you feeling bad for throwing things?
A bit, as a vegetarian.
But do you make jokes about it together, in the way that black
jokes
people supposedly
what?
Call each other the N-word?
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's true either. Yeah. But do you kind of...
Yes, we do, but I will always... Well, not always, but I tend to pull a Jew up if he makes a joke about Jews being tight. Because I think there's a difference. There are Jewish stereotypes that Jews make amongst each other. Mother obsession, food obsession,
yeah.
Being bad at DIY, being short-sighted. I mean, there's loads of things that are... Yeah, that yeah. maybe for you you're going, hello.
Yeah.
But these are true stereotypes.
Yes. Yeah.
These are true stereotypes. But I feel that to hear a Jew accepting the stereotype and therefore joking the stereotype about Jews being tight, I think that's an anti-Semitic stereotype.
Right, yes.
That I will say, no, my friend Jew, though we are amongst Jews, we still shouldn't joke about... That's not funny because it's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. Jews aren't tight. Some are, some aren't.
Yeah.
No more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Whereas I think there is a truth that Jews tend to be less good at sport than non-Jews. I think that is is a truth there that we can joke about amongst Jews.
Yes.
But let's not take on the anti-Semitic stereotypes.
Right.
What about noses? Do they come up in conversations?
Sure. Shows? Yeah. I mean, you know,
that's
a true...
That's why you're going to push this.
Well,
it's
a risky
question.
What about this?
No, that's
this?
A true stereotype. Yeah, bring it on. There is such a thing as a Jewish nose. You know, you can't, you know, some Jews don't have big noses, but, you know, percentage-wise, and I'm not getting into phrenology and Nazi medicine, but, you know, again.
Oh, go on.
But, you know, it's a thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all right. You know, yes, there will be, and that's with the Holocaust humour, that's a thing that, you know, you've got to really know the Jews well to be able to do that.
Is to give people day rehearsal.
Just let them do
it. Just make them do it.
Just make them do it.
Ooh, oh,
that's our phone game. Do you want to answer that?
M1. No,
Adam
isn't.
Just
it's
answered
Adam
the
Tandy.
Phone.
I'm the producer of The Thick of It. I'm in the middle of doing a podcast transmission.
Is it Dave?
For Lou Reynolds.
Lou.
Rue Reynolds.
Rue Reynolds. Dave Green.
Yeah, send him up. So Rue's now playing and trying to continuing to try and electrocute the murderer by throwing the electric chair at him. It would seem.
And where am I in the stereo? Where is
you're coming through the right channel.
I'm there.
You're coming through every channel.
One two.
So this is the internet's Dave Green.
Hello.
It's Dave Green off the internet and Layla off the internet.
I'm here as well. I didn't quite make that volume go mad just like Dave did just then. But
yeah, and we're gonna have to like compress it.
I could move away.
It's loud is good.
You could use Levelator or one of those things that they talk about.
He knows all sorts of tools. Right, hello, this is
or Wave Hammer. I tell you what, if I'm recording a podcast at home, I will let you introduce this properly.
some point.
I like there's a setting on SoundForge. There's a plugin on SoundForge called Wavehammer, and I put stuff through Wavehammer, and you get the idea that it's literally pummeling the noise into paper.
So we're Layla and Rue, and we're on the internet all over the place. But for this specific thing that we're doing now, you can find us at shiftrunstop.co.uk, and of course we're on the Twitter.
Yep, shiftrunstop on Twitter, and I'm on Twitter personally as Enemy of Chaos, and Rue's on.
I'm at Rue Reynolds.
Rue Reynolds.
So if you've seen something that we should see, or you have answers to any of the manifold questions that we may raise now or at any time during the future, then that's where you can go to talk to us with our Shift Run Stop hats on firmly.